human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam, chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Chideva dehastu, chideva lokas, chideva bhutani, chidindriyani, karta chidanta, karanam chidanta, chideva sarvam paramartha rupam. The body, the worlds, beings, the organs of sense, the doer, the internal organ, everything. The supreme aim is consciousness alone. As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and the blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the seas. I live on and on, but I don't know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, that is all. There is a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you standing there before me, now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me, you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and all, but I don't know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, that is all. When I die, while you are alive, where I am. Chideva dehastu, chideva lokas, chideva bhutani, chidindriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva. Chideva sarna sarvam paramartha bhutam. In the ultimate sense, everything is consciousness. Though there is a demarcation between physical entity and the metaphysical, and yet there is something, the consciousness, that is same everywhere. And the song says, the physical entity will dissolve, but there is something that remains. like the waters of life, like the salt in the seas. And to understand this demarcation, and to understand the real nature, the consciousness, the metaphysical nature, to rise above the physical and to know the platonic, the spiritual, that which is not material, that which is not physical, that which is not mundane, is the real discipline. Discipline is not about something which is coming from outside. Discipline is not something which is imposed. Discipline is freedom. Discipline is not something which others are telling. Discipline is not about maryadas. Discipline is not about Srimad. Discipline is something that comes from within. That is the real discipline. Discipline is something that is arising from bliss. Blissipline. And we have been taught, or rather, all the spiritual institutions down the ages have taught discipline. And because of this discipline which is imposed from outside, there is suppression. The universities, the colleges, and everyone talks about discipline. You should do this and you should not do this, but nobody teaches why. And nobody teaches wisdom. Unless and until the discipline arises from viveka, from wisdom, it is not the true discipline. The true discipline is real freedom. It is not swachandata, it is not recklessness. Somebody was telling the other day that freedom has led to all the problems of the world. But the real freedom will never lead to any problem, because the real freedom is real discipline. What freedom we are talking is not freedom, but anarchy. But recklessness. Real freedom will come from within. Real freedom is not from outside. And real freedom is real discipline. Real freedom and real discipline is awakening. While the discipline that comes from outside is death. Discipline is the state of awakening. Awakening from the slumber of body consciousness. Awakening to our real nature. Who am I? It's not about rules. It's not about regulations. It's not about do this and do that. It's not about if I don't do this, I will suffer. And if I do this, I will flourish. When the soul is awakened, discipline comes on its own. Discipline is self-generated. Discipline is self-inspired. Discipline is not the set of rules. It is the music of the soul. It is the natural rhythm. In one church, a priest was giving a sermon, a lecture, and he found the man sitting in front is sleeping. Not just that, he was snoring loudly. The priest went to that man, woke him up, and said, "My dear brother, please reduce the volume of your snoring. because others are getting disturbed, because the whole church is sleeping. It is the mass and the collective sleepiness. It is the mass and the collective coma. It is the mass and the collective slumber. And God has come to awaken us from that slumber. He never told rules and regulations at the starting, but rather, He told us who you are. And when you know who you are, automatically all things will come. So from today onwards, we are starting a new retreat, a spiritual retreat. The discipline chapter. In the text of Mahabharata, various chapters are mentioned, and the one of the chapters is the discipline chapter, Anushasan Parva, Shanti Parva, so many things are there. But one of the important chapters is Discipline Parva, where certain rules and regulations are discussed. So this is the bhakti of discipline. But as I said, discipline which is not imposed, discipline which is not from outside, discipline which is not forced, discipline which comes from bliss, and it becomes bliscipline. So it's for not 8 days, bhakti. A retreat where we will begin the journey of self-awakening, where we will begin the journey of self-realization, where we will understand what discipline is, and where we will explore the depth of Avyakta Murlis. So it's a bhakti on Avyakta Murlis. Total 108 Avyakta Murlis we are going to cover. So, it's a radiant revolution. The sanskars of transformation are already in the soul. We just have to awaken those sanskars. The sanskars of transformation are already in the soul. We just have to awaken that sanskar. And when that revolution happens, we become a radiant personality. We are no more that what we are thinking that we are right now. But something new will happen. We will meet a new person, a new version of ourselves. So think of this bhakti. And whenever you download something, there comes a symbol, loading. Half is filled, half is loading. This is the spiritual loading. When we naturally get stabilized in our original real nature, everything which is connected to the physical and which is not our real nature just falls down on its own like a drop of a hat. We don't have to do anything. All the pleasures of the body and all the evanescent attachments of this world just fall down. All the decisions, indecisions, all the confusions of the mind go away. When we are situated in our supreme consciousness, our real nature, and then the music arises, and the music of revolution is the music of bliss. And the melody of revolution is the music of the soul. So we will be studying avyaktamurlis. This is one part of the bhatti. The second part is, we will also enter a pranic journey. We will also enter a pranic odyssey. What is prana? What is consciousness? And we will try to establish the link between prana and consciousness. And in the ultimate sense, we realize that pranic consciousness is same as soul consciousness. And soul consciousness is same as supreme soul consciousness. So everything ultimately becomes consciousness. Chideva dehastu chideva lokah. Chideva bhutani chidindriyani. Karta chidanta karanam chideva. Chideva sarnam. Paramartha rupam. To reach to that state of consciousness where we see and feel, where our sensitivity will arise, will get sharpened to that extent that everything appears prana. Everything is consciousness. How can I hurt myself? Because the other person whom I am meeting is but the reflection of my prana. So everything is one supreme consciousness. Everything is one prana. The only difference is in the luminosity, in the shine. I reach the real state of non-violence, a real state of purity. Ultimate purity is pranic consciousness. Ultimate purity is to enter the avyakta consciousness. The real purity is discipline. Discipline is purity. Purity is discipline. Discipline is bliss. Bliss is discipline. A discipline that is not coming from outside. A discipline which is not imposed. A discipline which is not forced. A discipline which is self-generated. A discipline which is self-illumined. A discipline which is arising from the awakening of consciousness. Then you don't have to think, I have to get up at this much time at Amrit Vela. Automatically you will get up at Amrit Vela. You don't have to think about celibacy. You don't have to think about brahmacharya. Oh, I did this and the oath of brahmacharya is broken. Brahmacharya becomes the joy of life. Celibacy becomes the music of soul. You don't have to think whether I should eat this or I should not eat this, because your body will only take that which is vibrant. It will move away from everything which it doesn't require, which it doesn't want. So this bhatti will encompass many things. What are the different aspects of discipline? What is the depth of avyakta murli? And first 8 days are just preparation. The real bhatti is of 100 days. Starting from 30th of November till 6th of February. These 8 days is the preparative phase where we prepare ourselves for four things. First, Amrit Vela. Second, celibacy, brahmacharya. Third, what we take within. And the fourth, discipline. A, B, C and D. So from tomorrow, we'll prepare ourselves. As of now, as of today, prepare yourself mentally for this divine metamorphosis. The change will boomerang. The change will catapult. It will come to you as a blessing. It should fall down in your hand. So naturally, like the birds, like the songs from the heaven, like the rains from the heaven. We have to reach to that natural state of consciousness. So everybody get ready with the Avyakt Murlis of 1981, which will begin from tomorrow. Every day one Avyakt Murli, and one of those days two Avyakt Murlis. So this will go on for 108 days. And as I said, first 8 days are for the preparation. Read everything about Amrit Vela, so that Amrit Vela should arise not because of some maryada or not because of some external force or because it is written somewhere, because it has been said somewhere, said by somebody, but Amrit Vela, the soul will arise naturally. So there is a book on Amrit Vela, which we will post on group. Go through that book. One. Second, B. Read everything you can about the bliss, the joy, the enjoyment which is there in celibacy, the purity. Because purity is celebration. Purity is not force. Purity is not guilt consciousness. Purity is not a high mountain to be climbed, but a song to be sung. A dance to enjoy. A rain to get wet under. So, from tomorrow, all those things will start. So, prepare yourself for that purity. Prepare yourself for what you take. Prepare yourself for the different disciplines, which we will discuss tomorrow. As of now, just give an order to your mind that next 108 days would be a revolution in my life. It will bring a radiant, an illumination and enlightenment. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The disciple asked, "Master, I meditated the whole day and nothing happened. What should I do?" The master said, "Try doing nothing the whole day and then see what happens." Try to be nothing is the crux of spirituality. To come to nothing, to be nothing, to do nothing, sit still and know. The desire to do is the flow outward. To flow within is knowledge. We want to know, we want to learn, but spirituality is the process of unschooling. It is the process of unlearning. There are 4 stages of learning. One is zero learning. That's like a machine. It's no learning at all. You recite something, you learn things by heart. Like a machine, you are a parrot. The real learning starts with level 1, then level 2, and then level 3. Level 1, you're like a tree, grounded, but not fully conscious. The tree may move, but it doesn't walk. Tree-like learning. You're not fully conscious. You're not fully aware. Then is level 3, level 2. It's like animal. You walk, you move, you feel, but wisdom is still missing. It is not the state of total awareness. The 3rd level of learning, which is real learning, is when you are human. You can move, you can walk, you feel, you think, you contemplate, you have wisdom. The disciple asked, "What is the difference between knowledge and wisdom?" The master said, "Remove this K from no. And what remains is wisdom. Wisdom is to be here and now. Knowledge is information, not the real learning. The 0 level, level 1, level 2, whole life we are caught in that. Whole life the society teaches us that. We are given papers and we are told to pass. It's a parrot-like learning. It's a mechanical learning. Animals. The real learning doesn't come from outside. Everything is within. And the real learning is not to know about computers and science. The real learning is to know, who am I?" So this Murli is teaching us a new meditation exercise. Who am I? Self-realization exercise. To know oneself is the real learning. To unlearn what you have learned, to unschool yourself. The real learning is unconditioning. Even drop what you have learned. I am soul, I am this, I am that. I am body or I am soul, whatever you have learned. Drop everything and begin the journey, the century this century suffers from a big disease called identity crisis. Who am I? A body or soul? A mind or intellect? And all that philosophical debates and discussions. The essence is lost. The journey of who am I is the journey of negation. Neti neti. Negate. Negate. Remove. Remove the layers. Drop the mask. Who am I? Let the pilgrim start fresh, anew, without learning anything from any chapters, from any book, from any murli. Begin an individual, an independent, intrinsically solo journey. Let me know, let me realize, let me understand, who am I? Don't believe because it is written in books or murlis. Don't believe because it is said by others, by leaders, by spiritual giants or figures. Don't believe even if it is said by God. Begin the journey. Absolutely fresh. Go and sit in silence in the vicinity on lap of nature and think. But even by thinking, the answer will not come. It is the process of unthinking. Where the mind is dropped, the answer will come. Where you enter into that inner sacred space. You need space. The room is cluttered. Spirituality is uncluttering, inner cleansing. The work is under progress. Put a signboard. Trespassers are not allowed. Whenever there is a cleaning going on, they put that signage. Don't step in. The floor is wet. So also, the inner cleaning is on. Don't enter. This is the greatest work, to know the self, to know who am I. And Baba said, again, 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 you have met the Father. Again, you have passed through these 84 births. So there is a phenomenon called deja vu. In this deja vu, a person feels that he has been to those places and he has felt those emotions before also. A person might come here and suddenly upon looking some place, some person, some event, some situation, he feels, okay, I had been through all this before also. There is a latent memory in the soul because of the repetition of the cycle, because of awakening of the soul memory. Who am I? That question was asked multiple times in the past, but got lost. Now it again re-emerged. Closeness and equality and clear line of intellect. So think of those moments of deja vu. You need space. Silence and solitude and unthinking. And suddenly you feel, yes, this I had experienced before also. So 84 birth timeline. So Baba has asked multiple questions. Do you remember your 84 birth? Rank yourself. Where do you stand in this victory garland? What is your ranking in the victory garland? Do you remember 84 birth timeline? Do you remember that we met before also? The cycle is repeating. Do you have the inkling, the slightest idea? Where do you stand on the love scale and when do you stand in the scale of remembrance? There are different things mentioned in the murli. Convert entire murli into a battery of different activities. If you don't do that, the text will remain a boring text, a book gathering dust. The mind needs stimulus to enter the space of unthinking. You have to go through the crowd of thinking, brainstorming, and then out of intense activity comes sudden inner space, sudden inner silence, and that moment is the moment of realization. The realization is not going to come by zero level learning, mechanical learning or animalish or tree-like learning. The real learning is the flow. Where you are moving smoothly. Baba said, decide where do you stand, divisions. Flying, climbing or stopping. The flying stage, you have no complaints. The flying stage, you are full. The flying stage, you are combined. The flying stage, first division. The flying stage, Maharati. Are you that? Or the climbing stage, Bodhisvar. Or horse rider. Or second division. Where? You do march. But sometimes you get disheartened, fatigued. Obstacles come and go. You view them as a sight scene, as the scenes of the journey, undisturbed. you ignore them, but yet sometimes you get tired. And the fourth and the third division is of those who walk and they stop, and at times they shout. There is effort, there is tiredness. So Baba said, role play division. Find which division you belong. Have a combined meditation, I am with him all the time. Put yourself in the scale of love. What is the scale of love? You create your own scale. What is the scale of remembrance? 100% remembrance, 90, 80, 50, 30, 10, 5, 1, 0 or minus. What is the scale of remembrance? What is the scale of love? Baba also told that Amrit Vela, Baba has a spiritual TV and he sees. See what Baba sees in that TV. What is your picture? He is seeing. And for all this, your line of intellect should be very, very clear. And the last part of the Murli is about too late board. There is still a chance. Sometimes the word long standing can lead to depression. There are many words in Murli which are depressing. The moment the word comes 100% purity, there is a depression. The moment the word comes long standing effort, there is a depression. The moment the word comes destruction, there is a little depression. But the same speaker has talked about hope also. So no matter where you are, at what time you arrived, begin at that time, forgetting who is there. Begin now. And out of all this, the only important question is one. The only effort, the only purusharth is only one. Who am I? Dropping everything, all the knowledge aside, begin the journey. Who am I? That is the only important question I want to know, understand. And I don't want duplicate answers. I don't want dubious answers. I don't want borrowed answers. I want original, self-experienced, self-understood answers. So that's the journey. So you can think of those deja vu moments of your life where you felt the same emotions. One, practice combined meditation. Practice who am I meditation. Find out your love scale, yad scales. And where do you stand out of these three? Definitely not in the first. That is also depressing. Even second is a difficult task. Third also is difficult for some because they have not stopped walking. They are stopping. Murli has got a lot of expectation of perfection. That also leads to depression at times. But out of depression will come hope. Out of frustration will come new inspiration. First get depressed. First get frustrated. First know that you are nowhere. Out of that nowhere-ness, some ray will arise. Om Shanti.